One of the mitzvot in this week's Sedra of Korach is the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, that the firstborn son of a Jewish mother should be redeemed after the first month has expired. There's a lot of details discussed in the poskim. One is how do we calculate the expiry of these first month? That's what happens if the month concludes on a Shabbat. The Pidyon has to be done with five salaim of silver. How is that calculated? And various other relevant sheilot. Also, it's a very rare mitzvah because it applies only to a firstborn child, and that firstborn child has to be male, and that male child has to be born in a natural birth, not through a C-section, and it mustn't be born after a miscarriage, and also the child is not the son of a Kohen or a Levi, or the son of the daughter of a Kohen or a Levi. But there's another question which comes up from some time to time, and what happens if the father of the child is not Jewish? That's how does one deal with Pidyon HaBen in that case? On the one hand, that's it's a case of a bechor, a firstborn from a Jewish mother. So there's clearly a chiyuv of Pidyon, if you like, on the cheftza, on the child himself, needs to be redeemed. On the other hand, the mitzvah is usually incumbent on the father to redeem his child, and obviously there's no halachic father here. You can't impose a halachic obligation on a non-Jew to fulfill the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So what should be done here? So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't actually discuss this case, but discusses a similar case, and that's the case of a child whose father either doesn't redeem him, or doesn't redeem him because the father does. That's either during the first 30 days or even before the child was born. So it's a parallel case. That's you've got a child who's a firstborn, needs to be redeemed, but there's nobody with a chiyuv to redeem him. So the Shulchan Aruch makes the suggestion that says that in this case, the child has to redeem himself when he grows up, when he reaches halachic adulthood, and that's when he'll do the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen with his own money, and he'll redeem himself. The Rama mentions there a custom that's from the Maharil to make a little silver dog tag, as it were, for the child to wear as a necklace round his neck, saying Ein Padui, that he's not been redeemed, and that way he'll know when he reaches Bar Mitzvah that he needs to redeem himself. So I guess everybody else in the class goes around with a silver mug in David round their neck, and this poor boy goes around with a medallion round his neck saying, I need to do Pidyon HaBen when I grow up. But in actual fact, there's a wider discussion about this point. And the question is whether or not that's the Bet Din or somebody else representing the best interests of the child could do a Pidyon HaBen on his behalf. So the Taz is of the opinion that nobody else should do Pidyon HaBen on behalf of the child, because what they're doing is they're causing him to lose out on the opportunity to do a mitzvah when he reaches adulthood. And therefore, it should be left for him to do when he grows up. That's on the other hand, the Shach is of the opinion that Bet Din or the grandfather or in actual fact anybody else can do the Pidyon HaBen, primarily because number one, they hold that a shaliach is effective in this regard, and secondly, they hold that this is a good practice because, in the words of the Shach, the necklace gets lost. That's in a contemporary situation, can very easily be that a child who grows up with a non-Jewish father that isn't really well aware of his religious responsibilities, and therefore that it's likely that once he reaches Bar Mitzvah, he won't know that he's got to do Pidyon HaBen, he won't be interested in doing Pidyon HaBen, and then it'll never be done. So it's better that the Bet Din or somebody associated with the child in the family should do the Pidyon HaBen. The Chatam Sofer actually takes a middle political ground, and the Khatam Sofer says that the Beit Din should do Pichon HaBen al Tanai, so they should make a Tanai, and then also when the child reaches Bar Mitzvah, he should redeem himself. What's the nature of the Tanai? So the Tanai is that if when the boy reaches Bar Mitzvah, he redeems himself, then the money that they've given to the Kohen is just a matana, it's just a gift, and it didn't affect Pidyon HaBen. But if the boy doesn't do Pidyon HaBen when he reaches Bar Mitzvah, so then this is a valid Pidyon, and the money has gone to the Kohen in fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. There's also a question in this regard whether or not the Bracha of Shechianu should be said when it's when the Mitzvah is being done by somebody who doesn't have an absolute chiyuv to do the Mitzvah, the Beit Din or a grandfather. That's some poskim say it should only be said if they're actually getting hana, pleasure from doing this Mitzvah. That's others say that it shouldn't be said at all, because this is a Mitzvah which is coming about as a result of a forbidden union, and you don't say Brachav Shechianu on situations which we would, in a certain sense, rather not experience. Ad Kan.